This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
Well, this grandmother was tricked when she ordered some Halloween treats from Amazon.
Ooh, was it a dildo?
Was it a dick?
I think she ordered some toys for the kids, like little Halloween decorations shaped like pumpkins. And she got something else.
What'd she get?
It was like a ball scary gag? Pandas.
Oh.
There's some like off shit from China thing.
Oh.
Like maybe she ran out of pumpkins.
Oh,
they went up
the list alphabetically to pandas.
Probably. The nearest thing.
Yeah, from pumpkins to pandas.
It was right here, they ran out.
It was in the same shelf.
Probably.
Yeah.
So it just kind of exposes Amazon and how they're third party sellers.
Yeah, they'll sell you anything, man.
They'll throw in seeds for free.
They'll throw in seeds for free.
Could they sell you a cow?
They can maybe sell you some bovine semen.
Yeah, man. They
could
sell you a cow with some cow fucking semen.
Shit.
In Fergus, Ontario, woman was fined $25,000. That's not dollars. I guess it is dollars. Dollars for illegally importing hundreds of doses of a prized bovine semen.
What was she doing with this?
I think they're
injecting
it,
man.
Oh.
She's making a movie.
Yeah, they're making a movie.
She was mainlining this shit. I guess they don't want to... What was the point of this?
It's how they made domesticated Wagyu.
Oh.
Wagyu.
So they're just... So they're trying to breed some Wagyu beef up there, but they're not allowed to by the government.
That's right.
Ooh.
Inventing the news.
Ooh.
They're trying to make some personal umami up there.
Ooh, personal umami.
Shit.
Bull cum.
Shit.
But you can't do that if you're crashing into cop cars.
Driver faces DUI charges after crashing into cruiser, injuring officer, police say. A Boston man is facing several charges after he allegedly crashed into a Holbrook police cruiser while driving under the influence of alcohol. You don't say.
What do you think he was drinking earlier?
Alcohol.
Baileys.
Baileys?
Baileys Irish
Boston?
Cream.
Oh, yeah. He
Baileys
was
Irish,
Irish
Cream.
Bomb.
He was just doing fucking whippets.
Whoa, dude. Whippets, man.
Fucking whippets.
At 33 years old? Damn, dude. Come on, man.
Whippet 33.
How many push-ups do you think this guy could do?
The whippet dude or
not,
this child?
Not 100,000. Like this 10-year-old Wisconsin wrestler is about to reach his goal. 100,000 push-ups in a year.
Oh.
Still a lot of push-ups a day.
Yeah, how many a day is it?
He says, it's gotten way easier, but it was really difficult the first day.
How do we know he did every single goddamn one?
Yeah, did he stream it on YouTube?
It was on Facebook Live,
man.
He twitched it.
He got a fake-ass push-up.
You're right. Yeah, is it all the way down? Did he cheat it?
I need to see a picture of this guy.
We're going to have a fucking official counter out there, man. He's going to have to pay that 500 bones.
Send J-Mark, man. Fuck.
Yeah, send J-Mark with his stopwatch, stupid-ass J-Mark.
Well, how about this nurse?
100,000 divided by what? 365 days. 273 a day.
Do you think he did it on the money, or is he doing 300 a day, or did he put that in the beginning?
He's doing 20 a day and saying he did fucking 200.
Damn, and he's looping it, and he's looping it like fucking speed, like fucking speed.
But he's using
like on the bus.
Yes, like on the bus.
Fuck, man, that's serious shit. They got bombs.
And then some internet detective is going to see that foot go behind the bench too many times, and they're going to get mad at me. Ah, he tracked us.
That's it, man.
Shoot the hostage.
That's all you got to do.
So this nurse on a medical hotline gave some bizarre masturbation advice. This patient called up saying she had severe abdominal pain, and the nurse advised her to masturbate under the shower and rub oil on her anus.
On her in.
Like motor oil?
Like canola oil?
No, man, it's coconut oil.
Coconut oil for sure. Mm. It's got them triglycerides.
Some MCTs. Jojoba
oil?
Jojoba.
Maybe a mixture of oils.
Or is cocoa.
Or is it jojoba?
I think it's jojoba.
How do you say that?
I think it's jojoba and ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo biloba?
Ginkgo biloba.
Jojoba and ginkgo biloba.
Might as well add some fish oil too, right?
Some fish oils. You gotta get them omega 3, 6, and 9s.
Shit.
Where's
some
that song comes from?
The 4s and the 2s and
some
the 0s.
Some cod liver oil.
It says this oil is by prescription only.
Ointment. A topical butthole oil.
Thanks, Preparation 8.
Wait, so she had to wait for this fucking prescription, this script to get filled to go into the shower to do the three-knuckle shuffle plus put this oil in her butthole?
Wait, so is this the whole story? Did someone get arrested? Like, what happened? I don't understand.
It's up to your imagination, dog.
They're investigating the nurse. So is that bad advice?
In her defense, it was a volunteer hotline.
Yeah.
Just people going on WebMD.com to try and help.
Searching, yeah. Trying to be doctors and shit.
It says put oil in your butthole. I don't know.
And spell your words right.
Just like a North Carolina city is replacing street signs that have misspelled autumn. Because they
what is this, amateur hour?
They forgot to
call them
N?
Autumn. No, they call them A-U-T-U-M. Autumn.
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 Autumnal.
They went around with white shoe polish and put the N on.
No,
the end
did
of
they?
No,
they just went to Home Depot and bought a bunch of N's.
Yeah. Little sticker N's. Just put it up there.
It's just a black N on a white backing.
Whoa.
It's a lot cheaper.
Whoa.
It's a lot cheaper, man.
I mean, it's not what you said.
Damn.
Anyways.
That's not a hair clip.
That's not a hair clip. Woman wakes up to find snake chomping on her forehead.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
So this is Australia where this routinely happens, and this lady just she was just napping outside and the snake's eating her head. She's like, oh well.
That's it.
And then she just threw it away.
That's not a hair clip.
Yeah. That's it. We can land the helicopter. We don't have to go all the way to fucking Australia for that one. That's a lot of gas in the chopper.
So don't be driving helicopters.
Woman accused of driving while high on pot. Allegedly does some dancing after pulled over.
Ooh.
Someone's smoking the devil's lettuce.
Uh-oh. Dang, that's what you call it?
Partaking of the devil's lettuce.
And dancing.
In where? Edmund?
Edmund.
Is that... That's
Canada,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't it legal in Canada?
Yeah, but not to drive.
You can't drive on it.
That makes sense.
You can drink alcohol.
Oh, you can drive on it, but you have to drive right. She was definitely not driving right.
But she was dancing.
Yeah, after she got pulled over.
To prove she was not high or what? Or to prove she was high?
Did you picture this? She was like a supermodel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and was twerking.
Or you're just trying
on top
to...
of the cop car.
Okay.
And the music video.
Okay.
Sounds yeah, like a good dream, yeah. Man.
Then I woke up stuck to the bed. But not like this octopus!
Because a possible rare seven-armed octopus was found in Whidley Beach. The fuck? Where is this place at, man?
Isn't that just an octopus with one arm cut off?
No, it's an actual species!
Yeah.
Where it only grows seven arms.
What if one of them just got eaten?
It's just a broke-ass octopus.
Why you gotta crush my dreams like that?
I guess you gotta call it a septopus.
This doctor says it's a broke-ass octopus.
Septopus.
That's your DJ name.
DJ Septopus! Septopus. Morocco demolishes controversial fish statues in Medea after backlash. After photos of phallic fish statues in Medina, Morocco went viral on social media, local authorities cut them dicks down.
Dang, I mean, those things are phallic as fuck.
I think they're actually called penis fish.
Fish can't change the way they're shaped, man. I mean, that's just how they look.
It's nature, man.
Dicks is dick shapes. Sometimes fish is too. That's conventional wisdom.
They're just dick shaming.
They're fucking
dick
shaming.
Dick shaming these fish. Fish shaming.
They're fish shaming is what they're doing.
Are they popping off guns and music videos?
This other guy is. Rapper YFN Lucci thought he was holding a prop gun, and he was wrong.
Damn, that's what happened to Brandon Lee.
You want a Brandon Lee? Because this is how you get Brandon Lee.
This is how you get a Brandon Lee. This is how you get
this is how you get it.
This is how you get Bruce Lee.
Nah, man. A fucking demon took his soul.
Demon
he tried to fight
soul.
Him in his dreams, but he couldn't win. That demon was too strong, man. Ain't you seen that?
Did he shoot someone?
Who, Bruce Lee?
No, this guy. Yeah. How did they find out? I didn't read
the bullet
story.
Went out of the barrel.
Oh. Into someone or like in the sky? What happened?
It's still a developing story.
Let's check from the sky.
Okay.
Yeah, let's check from the sky. All right, burrito at the scene of the freshly discharged weapon, was it at someone or in someone?
Well, someone just fired a gun through our helicopter, so I'm going to say both.
Both. Thank you for the report. Back to you at
back
the studio.
Elephant Lucci. Studio.
Both.
So $300,000 in counterfeit goods were seized in Richland.
And it was all condoms.
Nah, it was all counterfeit.
Counterfeit condoms.
Counterfeit used condoms.
So, repurposed. Hey, does it get any worse? Oh, okay, go ahead.
This lady was doing it under the table. Then she got so big, she decided to open up a store.
Wow. So she just had like a flea market little bodega shop.
Yeah.
And she was just getting counterfeit, like, you know, wallets and shit.
Yeah.
And selling them at the flea market at a small enough scale, no one really cares. But then she set up a storefront.
A brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar.
Oh, shit.
She gets an LLC.
Damn, that's limited liability, so they can't get her.
Damn.
Bitch.
Not true.
Maybe she did. Maybe she
did. No, they can get her is what I was saying. LLC don't save you from the cops.
Nothing
will it save you
right?
from potatoes?
I don't know, but the A1 was shut southbound at Haddington after a tractor overturned, spilling thousands of potatoes all over the fucking road. Those potatoes should have kept their eyes on the road. What the fuck, man?
A1. It's how the steak is done.
Like
was that the pun?
Tell some good story writing.
Was that the pun, burrito?
That is a pun.
Was that the one you want? We're going to save for the show?
No.
He missed the memo.
What's you're saving something else for the show. But
what were you saving for the show?
You were going to save something
for
the show.
You were going to save something for the show, and I told you to put it in your notes.
If you remembered. And we tried to remember you.
This was before we actually started.
It was the other one. It was the other one.
Which one?
I think I already said it. It was the Winnie the Pooh dude.
Oh, that one.
For the honey jizz.
Yeah.
Winnie the what?
Honey jizz.
It was a Winnie the Pooh joke.
Honey jizz.
With the honey.
What's the joke?
No, I just wanted to call him Winnie the Pooh motherfuckers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I got you.
Yeah.
You gave him a nickname.
I think
that's
that was
right.
The only thing. I don't know. I should scroll back through our fucking...
Don't tell them where we're at, man. They're going to find us in the quantum window.
They're going to hack your matrix.
AAA, keep protective mask off for your view mirrors. A mask hanging from a mirror can partially block your vision if you're a baby back bitch.
What is this, amateur hour?
Reports their finding. I don't know, man. Do it, don't do it. I'm not here to tell you what to do.
I don't know. Maybe you can
I'm
get your license
you
revoked.
That's
your
a
life.
Ridiculous.
You're getting your license revoked, dog.
Me?
Yeah.
For the mask?
Nah, man. For other things.
Dang.
Misbehaving in school.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Former SC teacher's license revoked after ingesting illegal substance in front of class.
That's not right, man. We should reinstate that teacher.
Student recorded a video showing that what appears to be the teacher snorting a substance from the surface of his desk.
It's just fucking Tylenol, man.
You're an ass.
Yeah, Tylenol straight to the dome. You ain't never heard of that version?
No.
Tylenol straight to the dome.
Tylenol does not sponsor us.
Yet.
So, a robot beats humans at curling thanks to a deep learning program.
Ooh.
Deep.
So they got
a robot. Deep tissue massages.
Did you see what they named this robot who's good at curling?
Curlbot?
Curly.
What'd they name him?
Curlbot.
What'd they name him?
Curly.
Oh.
You need to sit your little sexy
robot.
They should make three of them and name them Curly, Larry, and Moe. And have them
scrubbing,
fight it out on the
no, they're
curling.
The scrubbers.
Yeah. That's what.
But they keep, they just keep running into each other.
Yeah.
You could end up with a heart attack.
Isn't that funny?
But
like
if you do get a heart attack, you come back. You should resume sexual activity as soon as possible.
ASAP.
You have improved survival. You start fucking right after your heart attack.
Oh, is it telling you to make babies?
I don't think you have to necessarily be fucking. It just says sexual activity.
Is it telling
anything,
you to make
man.
Babies, or is it telling you just to kick
sounding,
your heart?
Anal, whatever you're into.
Sure.
Any type of fetishes.
The footnote says roadhead.
Roadhead.
And your Tesla.
Especially?
In particular.
Going 90 miles per hour on autopilot.
Going 90
shit.
Flying by.
Taking Snapchat selfies out the window.
Got that
shit.
Snapchat hoe by my side.
Oh, there's like
you
two in there.
She giving me head while she ride. That's right.
Maybe you could use some cybery help.
Speaking of sex
AI
and robots, sex robots will be controlled remotely by humans from different continents. I thought we already had this discussion.
Yeah, I thought they had that already.
I thought we already had this technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. This must be different somehow.
This must be they actually pair you with a woman.
It's usually a dude. Checks on the operator.
It's usually a dude. You can tell by the grip.
Do frogs have pretty good grips?
They might. There's incredible pictures that show rival frogs battling it out over the right to mate with a female.
I have a question. What's the best format for a radio news show and a news story? What's the best news story for a radio news show? Could it be a slideshow with a headline? We're like looking at pictures.
Oh man, we're describing the frogs.
Show me these frogs.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
There's another
ribbit.
One.
They're everywhere. They're battling it out. Yeah. Four frogs in a booth.
Hey man, what are you snorting over there, man?
Tylenol.
Straight to the dome.
Echelon made a $500 version of its connected spin bike.
What that mean?
Amazon Prime. It's a special bike.
What'd it do?
It goes through space.
Spin bike.
It goes through space.
Tell me about it.
Does it go through
burrito?
Time?
Is it an upper echelon?
Damn.
I don't know. Spin bike. Is that like the stationary bikes?
Maybe.
Like a Peloton.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like the Acura bike.
What's it?
It stays in place.
Is it because they have that weight? They can simulate loads.
I don't know. I never.
Does
heard
it
of
suck your dick
special?
While you're riding?
Does it suck your dick for $500? Alex, I'll take. Does it suck your dick for $500?
Time to suck today's dick.
Better.
But is the gold in your phone funding drug gangs? That's the question.
Oh.
Because gold from a refinery used by criminals to launder drug money has entered supply chains for smartphones and cars all over Slam City and the galaxy.
Dang. I don't know. Probably? Maybe?
Doesn't matter. Probably not. There's not that much gold in our shit.
Is there gold in our brains?
Where the gold at?
If we put computers in our brains.
Where the gold?
If we put computers.
Show me the gold.
If we put computers.
I want the gold.
If we put computers in our brains, strange things might happen to our minds.
Golden computers, that's perfect for our brains.
Give me the gold. Put them gold in your brains. Straight to the dome. Put that gold in the dome. Now we got computers up in our chrome dome.
Got a question for Gemini Jackson.
Yeah, let's hear it.
If you had a computer in your brain, how many tabs would you have open?
Damn, dude, it would be too many tabs.
How many nefarious tabs
would you have open? It's just going to be a line in the browser.
There's not even,
there's even a
zero.
Square anymore.
Yeah, there's no indication.
Not a rectangle.
Nope.
More legit tabs than
there's no icon.
No icon.
Yeah,
there was
no icon.
Never an icon to begin with.
It's always this line. You can never find what you're looking for.
But you always
know
what it is.
But it goes so fast, yeah.
You know what it is.
Could you put a PlayStation in your brain?
You could put all the PlayStations.
Well, PlayStation's got a secret weapon.
Uh-oh. Is it a katana of some sort?
It is not.
Is it,
it is a...
Is it a robot
nearly,
girl?
Oh. It is a nearly all automated factory. So close.
And are all the robots there anime babes?
They better be.
Boom anime babes.
Boom anime babes that'll make you think the wrong thing.
They're not. I just checked. Sorry.
Dang, they only got arms.
But we can change the future.
We can change the future.
We just have to go back in
the
past.
The thing is, they tell you that children are the future. That's not true. We can change the future. Right now. Anime babes instead of robot arms. We got to get a change.org up right now. Put change.org. Replace all robot arms with anime babes. Signed by Slam City.
We need five signatures.
Boom anime babes.
This is a petition by Slam City, co-sponsored by the Bare Naked Ladies.
We can't have them sponsoring us. We'll just make it original. It's the Boomchi anime babes.
Boomchi anime babes. That'll make you think the wrong thing.
That's what the AV models under the Slam City Entertainment.
Boomchi anime babes.
Adult films.
Boomchi anime babes. Yeah. Like, it's the whole thing. Boomchi anime babes. I like that.
And it's anime. It's hentai.
Hentai.
Boomchi cheese.
How do you make the money?
money to pay tickets, man.
Yeah.
People who drive this car get the most speeding tickets, friends of Gemini Jackson say.
Oh, dip. Shit.
What kind of car is it?
Guess.
Is it a Subaru WRX?
You read the story.
I no did. Way.
They get the most tickets.
What is this, amateur hour?
It's cutting the apex way too much, way
yeah,
too fast.
Yeah, it's probably because they don't have catalytic converters.
Maybe they don't have USB ports.
Oh, man. If they don't got USB ports, they need to be USB overloaded what with the Portwell motherboard. Because it has 20 goddamn USB ports for all your devices.
That's a lot.
For legit and nefarious reasons. All of them.
That's a lot of fucking USB ports. I don't need
that's
that many USB ports
20?
Anymore.
20? Yeah. USB ports?
Maybe you have 20
you know what's funny?
Drives.
I wanted to see what the motherboard looked like. So I was going to click the link on the page.
So you clicked it.
And nothing happened.
What? It's broken?
Because it's paper.
Gemini Jackson uses some old school computer.
Dude, I did. I clicked it. I was like, oh, you're so stupid. What the fuck are you doing, man?
It's paper, dog.
It's paper, baby. Much like McDonald's new spicy McChicken.
Wait. Foxtrot can describe this 20-port motherboard from the helicopter. It's coming from the factory now. Foxtrot.
I don't need to get that close. It looks like there's 20 USB ports on that. That looks like way too much. Let's get out of here.
Back to the studio.
I'm scared.
McDonald's new spicy McChicken nuggets. Spicy McNuggets are a major letdown. This is by the Nerdist.
Oh, no.
McDonald's has finally bought spicy chicken McNuggets to U.S. menus, but they are a massive McDisappointment for both nugget and spicy lovers alike.
Maybe not to McDonald's fans, though.
Yeah, I mean, McDonald's fans' palates, like, they got that certain taste, you know? If they, like...
It's a unique brand of food.
Like, that chicken McNugget tastes like its own thing.
It is its own thing.
You can tell
if you don't like that,
eyes closed.
If you don't like that, and you're not going to like a spicy version of it, because it's not even going to be that spicy. You got to understand what McDonald's palate is like.
Exactly.
That spicy McChicken sandwich doesn't... It's like pepper spicy.
Monkeys out of
that's
the
what they mean by spicy McChicken.
That's it, man.
So with these pictures of this food.
So our next story is a clickbait article.
image article.
Seven weird and unexpected things food photographers do to make their shots look perfect.
Yeah, you
remember,
think that's
like
actual
it
milk?
And subscribe.
You think that's actual milk? Nah, baby, that's cum. Do you think that's actual foam on that beer? Nah, baby, that's cum. Do you really think that's maple syrup? Nah, baby, that's distilled as cum.
That's honey with cum in it.
With cum in it.
You heard it here, folks. Stood out from those pictures or the tricks that the photographers used to dress up the food?
I didn't open it either.
What were they?
I said I didn't open
it. Use your imagination.
The guy comes out news.
It's just come
well,
all over,
man. This one says, pancakes are layered up with cardboard and doused in engine oil.
That's
to make them look fluffier. And I'm sure the engine oil doesn't soak into the pancakes like regular syrup.
I call it so scissor.
On top. I get it.
We were talking about Red Lobster earlier.
What is the official of Red Lobster?
The official drink of Red Lobster is a Dougarita.
A Dougarita.
This is a margarita made with Mountain Dew.
And instead of salt crystals, it's Cool Ranch Doritos. It's Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos, yeah, I can see that.
It's crushed up Cool Ranch Doritos around the rim, and then you got your Dougarita. What's the basis of Mountain Dew? Is it grapefruit?
It's orange juice. Orange we've talked about this.
Orange juice.
I feel like we've talked about this.
It's like green orange juice.
It's been in the past.
It's unripe orange juice. Lots of caffeine.
Unripe orange juice.
One of the ingredients in Mountain Dew is orange juice, but not in this next recipe.
Because once they take it off, man, and you can't get it, fuck them. You can just make it on your own.
DIY.
And we're talking about Taco Bell.
You're on notice, Taco Bell.
What are you making in the kitchen, Foxtrot?
The Mexican pizza, man.
Whip it up and stir fry in the kitchen.
Damn, there you go.
How do you make this said Mexican pizza?
I make it exactly like how they make it, but 100
better.
Times better.
Damn.
100
cheaper.
Times better.
So you think
way cheaper.
Okay, so you think about a pizza, right?
Is
Mexican.
Love.
Oh.
It is a little bit of love, but it's also just...
I think it's Mexican.
It's better at home.
I think the secret ingredient's Mexican.
Pizza. Next story.
Can adding Lucky Charms marshmallows to other foods make them magically delicious?
What like is a Mexican pizza?
What is this, like a clickbait article that they put fucking marshmallows in everything?
Yeah, they're advertising like a Lucky Charms all marshmallows.
Didn't they have that as a cereal?
It was a bonus cereal where Biz Markie did the commercial for it. It was like a bonus limited edition box.
Oh, I didn't know it was limited edition.
Cereal collectors, like
shit,
wet dreams. Holy grail. Yeah.
Is this like Oops, Just Crunch Berries?
Oh, shit.
That was more to the masses. Yeah, like anybody can get that.
But this was just a secret hype drop of fucking marshmallows.
Lucky Charms marshmallows endorsed by Biz Markie. But this one, I think they re-released it as just this marshmallow.
Just a bag of marshmallows.
So to answer Burrito's question, yes. Was like Just Crunch Berries, but with marshmallows. But I think it comes in a bag like the little marshmallows, with, like the puff marshmallows would come in. Mm. These are just those little chalky, dehydrated marshmallow things.
The Swiss Miss blown up.
Yep.
All growed up in Swiss Mist. All right, guys, that was the news.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.